This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Saturday morning. All right, we're going to go over to Venice, Louisiana, where Chantel is blowing some pretty good winds through this guy's area. Got some rain. Saw where they had, Boothville had a little over 5.5 inches during the night. We'll check in firsthand and see if the Weather Channel's right. We got him right here, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Mike, what's up, man?
Oh, about 30 out of the southwest this morning.
Yeah, I see that.
it's interesting.
So, yeah.
Needless to say, I've got people sitting in New Orleans right now, but I don't think it's going to happen. Just, I don't see where the wind's going to get off of us enough to even go try to venture out. So,
and no, we still got rain. Winds right there in your area. You know, main pass, 41 sustained.
Yep.
39 at that oil port there. And southwest pass is sustained at 36. And that buoy out from it, KCYD, is 39. You got a little breeze
yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Go get some of them snapper this morning.
Let's go get them.
Yeah. Put me in, Coach. Now I'm just on the bench. I'm still on the bench this morning. So, no, I don't know. I know we was at 8 inches last night when I went to bed. So, and whatever we got through the night, there's no telling.
Well, so they were pretty right, saying anywhere from 8 to 12 inches.
Yep.
Spot on. I got it right.
I run to Boothville yesterday morning, took that puppy to the vet, and I guess I was coming back about 10, and it kind of spit and sprinkled all the way up, but I got about halfway back, and it unleashed, and it never stopped. I mean, he didn't know what to do with all the seagulls and everything else we had in the yard yesterday. It was funny. He was bouncing off the wall. But we definitely caught up on rain because actually we was under a drought deal down here. And because we had missed most all that rain.
Right. Y'all been.
Yep. But we definitely caught up. So,
good.
I don't know.
Now you start mowing twice a week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, everybody hustled up day before yesterday and got everything mowed. I mowed mine down to the dirt. So
you scoffed it, huh?
I scoffed it. And one of my old neighbors, he said, you know, son, you think you're doing good mowing it that short. That just makes it grow up much more. I said, all right. And he's probably right. So, but anyhow, here we go. I just, you know, see this place in the coming months. I hope it's our only little storm of the year. I hope this is all we get.
So. Well, I hope so, too. I need to take a few for the team.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hope nobody has to take any for the team this year. So.
Yeah, nothing hopefully serious. They're wrong with these forecasts.
Yeah, because I mean, so this thing did wind up getting named?
Chantal.
It blowed hard all day yesterday, I mean.
Well, all they had to do was reach 35 miles an hour or whatever it is to get a name. Yeah. So,
right. So I see where it did kind of went back your way a little bit because it come in over towards Houma. It was going to go right over the top of New Orleans, but I kind of missed that because it's setting up about Duloc right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the center of circulation right now where it's 2 and 3 miles an hour. It shows Tiger State, well, really kind of towards Baton Rouge.
Wow.
Where it's circling there, it's, if I'm reading this screen right, let's see here, let me center it up. Yeah, it's just east of Baton Rouge where the center part looks, and all the wind, you're getting all, you're right on the dirty side of it.
Oh, I know. You know, I saw where we're going to get some more rain, about 7:30 it looks like. Which I went outside a while ago, it sucked a bunch of that water back up, you know, after it did quit raining with that wind. But,
right.
And it's humid here right now. Good Lord, that southwest wind. You know, out of the southwest, that's sucking everything your way over here.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all hot.
Yeah, we're northwest, kind of west-northwest this morning over here. But we're going to go south, you know, pretty strong this afternoon, and then southwest pretty good tomorrow as that thing slides, you know, to the east.
Right.
They're calling.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. We're going to stay southwest.
It's going to take all week for it to get off the Atlantic coast. They're talking
I know.
About a lot
I saw
of,
that.
Of rain over that way.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, because it's keeping my winds up pretty much through Wednesday. You know, I'm going to have 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. I got people coming in Monday from California. They are chomping at the bit. I'm going to stay southwest. I'll have plenty of water to fish, and I'll have plenty of clean water.
Yeah, that's a good decent.
That's
wind
the
for
good
you
deal
there.
About.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, we're keeping that northeast off us, and that is a blessing.
Right.
I mean, because that east side does not need no more damage.
No.
I mean, me and them ballet boys, we were sitting having a beer at the marina the other evening. And one of them hot days, you know, that we bull redfished and was kind of fishing together and stuff. And customers got tired and hot. I was shooting this turn air conditioner on and go burn some water, you know.
Right.
And all three of us kind of went different ways and looked at different stuff from last year that we hadn't been in yet this year. Man, I pulled in some ponds, and I'm going, I'm just totally lost.
Yeah,
you know,
it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, if it wasn't for my GPS, I wouldn't know where I was at. You know? And one of my best ponds is sitting on the edge of the Gulf now. I mean, you can sit in it and look at the Gulf, you know, and it's been a
crazy
pond I've been fishing forever that just had a little ditch to get into it, and then it was about a 50-acre pond. But now it's sitting in the Gulf of Mexico.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, but
those storms really changed a lot of things last year over there.
I mean, like Blind Bay down there off the northeast. I mean, that first time I pulled into it, this back March or so, first time I looked at it, I'm going, man, I don't even know where I'm at. You know, I know where I'm at, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
Right.
You know. So it's interesting. And, you know, they keep talking about all of what they're going to do, but all they do is talk. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Bureaucrats.
You know, talk, money's appropriated, but nothing gets done. So,
exactly.
And it's too late. You know that. I know it. I hate for the younger generation to hear me say that, but it's coming, people. I mean, it's going to be another 20 years will be a different coast. The whole coast. I'm talking Florida to Mexico. It'll be.
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's like somebody, one of my customers, talking about the land cut and everything down there. He said, Cap, when was the last time you've done it? I said, 20 years ago, brother. He said, well, you wouldn't recognize none of that stuff down there now. It's changed so much. I said, well, I understand.
I see changes in my bay by the season, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And always have, you know, to some degree. You're going to have erosion. I mean, that's Mother Nature. But, you know, with our technology today, we could prevent and help create new stuff, but not doing it. You know, we've got a had a big old rig that was built back in the 50s. It was three different rigs tied together, and what it was, compressor station. Down towards in the river on the west side, and it was yellow, and that's what it was called, the yellow table. And I mean, you can be in a restaurant here and hear locals talk about, man, you come out of Double Bow down there and try to get a landmark in the river, don't even know where to go because the yellow table ain't there no more.
Right.
You know, the west side, they have, I mean, you know, you used to come out on the west side, they'd be satellites everywhere. You know, and now there's nothing but open Gulf. You know, we have nothing over there to go out and fish on, you know.
You know, years ago they said, you know, they always said Louisiana lost a football field of, you know, marsh property a day due to the erosion. And then, well, I mean, and after last year with all those storms and everything, I mean, look at it now.
Yeah, it's way more than football
now. I probably
now.
Wouldn't recognize anything. I hadn't been down there in so long, I probably wouldn't even know where I was at now.
You probably wouldn't, Mickey, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like, you know, Vlog loves to fish out of the northeast over on them dolphin and stuff. And,
right.
I mean, he'd just be floored. So I heard some guys that, you know, Northeast Pass is just a finger off of Southeast Pass.
Right.
It's right there to the Gulf. And it wires off. One goes south, one goes north. Well, the Southeast Pass part of it, that's been closed for, I don't remember last time it was open. It silted again. And I heard a bunch of guys that went around the end of Northeast to go to outside end of Southeast because there's a bunch of bars out there that Bull Reds get on. Man, I heard them on that radio and they was all scared dead. One of them said, dude, I'm hiding. He said, I'm not running this. Because it's just pilings after pilings that have been left. And, you know, some of them do stick up, then some of them are underneath the water. And you taking a chance over there. I mean, I cringe every day anyhow running anywhere. I mean, because it's just, you never know. And so it's like out of Tiger Pass. You know, they used to be probably 200 to 300 islands out of Tiger Pass that was out in the Gulf. All that stuff's gone. And back in the day when all that was out there, they had pilots marking how to run to all them little facilities they had out there. Yeah, all them old pilots are still out there. And some of them are underneath the water. When you get there, you know, everybody's like, well, just run right against one of them when you go through there. You won't have no trouble. Yeah. Now, best thing to do is just when you get to that row of pilots, shut down and howl across them and go on.
That's what I do. Better be safe than sorry. What's a couple of minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Versus sitting there on the lower unit knocked off or a hole in the boat. So, I got a crab trap my prop one day this past week. Yeah, it bent the skag, bent a cub blade over. I mean, you know, people don't realize crab traps, they got rebar on them. You know, when they chunk them, that rebar makes them land the right way. And, that rebar is not good on props and lower units.
No, it's not. So, no. They don't, I don't see them with rebar in them over here, but I did suck one up one time running across a mud flat. Throwing mud up in there with twin engines one time, and my left engine sucked one up in there. And when I came to stop, I tilted it up, and it looked like a snow cone on the end of that prop. I had to get the cutting dikes out and get in the water and cut it all off. It was nasty. It was an abandoned one, no jug on it, or I wouldn't run over it, you know.
Right. Now they put it, you know, especially in this deeper water over here, because them boys, you know, they hustle. You know, they're not, you know, there's one boat out of the marina down there has got 3,000 traps set.
Good Lord.
And he's got a deckhand on boat, and they, I mean, it's steadily work. I watch them, and they don't slow down. you know, because no, they got a trap hard. Ready. When they hook that one trap, they got another trap ready to drop. They
yes,
drop
sir.
That one and keep moving. And like I said, in that deeper water, they got that rebar in there, and I ain't talking quarter inch. I'm talking like 3/4 inch rebar.
Yeah. Where it'll
and the bottoms
right.
of them, where when they chunk it, you know, it's going to land right, or, you know, they just dropped them.
Exactly.
Trap that didn't have that any type of weight. The bottom of it is no telling how it can land.
So. All right. Well, I'm out of time, Mike. If somebody wants to call you and come over and fish the aftermath when the fish are going crazy, throw them out a number.
Oh, I can only imagine what the fish done yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet they went off on that. But anyhow, give me a call at 832-338-9376. You can catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. Come on, get you some.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, it's that time. All right.
All right, Mike. Good talking to you. Happy Father's
Same
Day.
Here,
see you, buddy.
Same you. Hey, let me give a shout out to my grandson. It's his birthday today. Old Rustin turns 13.
Okay,
got me a
cool.
teenager. So have a good one.
It's my son's birthday tomorrow, so. Father's
wow.
Day and all that. Yeah, U.S. That's Open, we got it going on. All right, man.
Yeah, you do. All right, later.
Later. You know, McLean Trailers are the folks that have been serving our community since the 1950s. They're located right off of Interstate 10 between the Uvalde and Normandy exits right there on the North Feeder. They have a complete showroom full of parts and accessories and a lot full of utility, lowboy, gooseneck, and cargo trailers, not to mention their great boat trailers. And I've trusted McLean's for over 40 years with their fine staff and product line. They build them right here in Houston. They have two plants in Louisiana. They're also a repair center for all of your trailer repair needs. Check them out on the web at McLeanTrailers.com or call their shop 713-675-2761. You can trust the name. It's been serving our community since the 1950s. That's McLean Trailers. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. It's 5:22 in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town and check in with Captain James Plogg. What's up, man?
Yo, man. What's up, buddy?
Fishing on a Saturday. I know you're foaming at the bit.
I'm so stupid. Actually, I'm stealing ice at my neighbor's right now. Oh, man. I ain't too... I ain't geared up for this. Hang on, I got to get a couple scoops.
Oh, boy.
I'm done. Don't you hate talking to somebody when they're doing something? But I got to get this ice because I got to pick this guy up at his house.
Yeah. Well, you just got one guy?
No. Hang on. I'm so stupid. And it's kind of northwest. It ain't that slick.
No, it's kind of picking up a little bit. It's, I don't know. Mostly 8 to 11 down there, it looks like, west to northwest, wigwamming back and forth. Who knows?
Yeah, that's exact opposite of what I've been doing. So,
we'll
see.
Take a 180 today.
Yeah. Well, it's been good, Mickey. Yesterday was not good. Well, let me back up. We caught our old 15 fish, but... I sat there forever and caught a bunch of little ones too. Yesterday, I caught 60 little old trout yesterday. So something happened. The bite changed or something happened. You know, because the day before that, Thursday was, you know, we left out there like 9 o'clock and it was good. We caught like 25 and just quit, you know. So yesterday was a little bit harder.
Yeah.
It blew though too yesterday. It blew both days, but it blew pretty good yesterday. Kind of the east, northeast.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But those fish are just sitting there. You know, you switch up between a sea shad and a little john. And then you go to shoot up to a little spook. From a little spook to a skit, you know.
Right,
they just
skitter walk
there.
Or
you
something,
just gotta
yeah.
You just got to try to make a bite. So,
yeah.
I don't know what to do today. This is new for me, buddy.
I think you'll be all right. You'll figure it out.
Well, I'm going to be all right because sooner or later it's going to be like 12 o'clock. I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Get them, not get them, hunters, none, noon, you're done. Watch some golf.
Yeah, watch some U.S. Open.
So, we got a lot more water this morning, too. Probably from that, well, the tides aren't getting as low now, but you probably got a little push of water from that storm. Like
yeah,
yesterday,
we probably got a little bit, but we're on a high right
much.
Now. No, but that low, I see our low's around 5:16 a.m., so it should be going out right now down there.
Yeah, see, yesterday when I went on the bridge, I had zero current, and I don't, and we had a little push about 9 to about 10, you know. Now, right. Now, we blew some fish, too, but look, you know, oh, limits, you know. I sat there for 6 hours and caught 15 fish, you know.
Right.
But we were getting a lot of bites, and we were blowing some fish. But I ain't been catching no little fish like that. They showed up yesterday. I mean, pencils, dude, and I mean a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You got to do something totally different today.
Well.
So, I don't know, brother. I don't know what we're going to do. Water's like 85.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's what I'm seeing across the board this morning. It's right at 85 from Morgan's Point down to you.
All I know, we got a whole bunch of south wind coming Monday. And I know rigs aren't listed, but we're going to be doing a lot of things, but fishing won't be one of them Monday. Things going to get nasty. I know a place I can go play golf with a buddy of mine.
Yeah, I know a couple of spots, too. Let's see here. what was that forecast? Let's see if they've updated it.
It's supposed to get wicked there for a couple of days.
Well, I know tomorrow is supposed to be, what are they calling for in Galveston, south-southwest at 20 to 30 tomorrow. They've upped that rain chance now to 50%. Where's that going to come from?
You get in the back of that squall. You know, that wrap around.
I guess we're going to have a little wrap around tail come get us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know. We've been unscathed in this deal so far. You know, we were supposed to – you might have could have pressed the issue, but I looked at that 60-mile buoy, and the forecast was still like 4 to 6 foot for today. I mean, I know somebody's going to go because it's calm on the beach, but
– yeah.
I think you fishing 60 miles out there. But they were kind of spread apart. But I think let that storm get on down the road. We got a bunch of work to do on the boat anyway today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got Preston and Cameron does.
Yeah, they do. That's a good thing. Let them youngsters take care of that.
Oh, man.
Every now
did you
and
talk
and
to Cameron? Yeah, I told him to call you yesterday.
I ain't heard from him. He's hey, the fruit don't fall far from the tree, man. He's like you.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
Come on. Well, we talked about yesterday. And he was over at Land and Sea getting a bunch of parts and oil and all kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
he's busy.
But anyway, he'll get with you today.
Yeah. Well, it's
so I don't know, Mickey. It ain't 10 yet, but it ain't far from it.
Well, they're showing, you know, light out of the north-northwest this morning, and then later today it'll be shifting over south-southeast 10 to 20.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at Fat Boys. I don't see nothing but car lights.
Oh, it's they're coming. Hey, it's fishing season, buddy.
Man, this is new to me. I just now be getting ready to go put the suit on, get in the pool. Now, here I am.
Yeah, well.
I'd be all right. We'll make the best of it. We'll catch what we catch. Yeah, I would say, you know, fishing is still the same deal. It's been really good, except for yesterday. You can call it good. I don't call it good. We laughed about it.
Right.
Guys, I mean, hey, I put the hook out at 5:40, and I picked it up at 11:03.
Wow.
But, hey, man, there ain't nowhere else to go. Where are you going to go?
True. I know.
Yeah, Dana kept wanting to get answers. I said, hey, dude, tell me where you're going, where you're going to catch anything. Well, I said, no, you're not. I mean, we got them right here. We just got to fish, dude. this is one of them days you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. It's when to hold them right here, man.
That's it. Hold on to what you got and get what you can and get out of there.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
Well,
it was not too friendly with that wind.
Well, some days are like that. Now you got to win 180 degrees opposite of yesterday, so good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, at least you got some more water, you know, so the water may not be so tore up. If it was that old low tide, it'd probably be pretty nasty.
Yeah.
We'll find
out. All right,
some.
James.
I got something for this wind right here.
All right, I'll let you get to it. I know you're busy. Somebody.
I ain't busy. I'm done stealing ice.
But I'll. But throw them out a number.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. We'll holler at you when we get in. I'll give you a Saturday report, bud.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good Father's Day tomorrow if I don't talk to you.
Hey, man. Happy Father's Day, buddy. You too, man. All right, bro.
All right. Take care. Later. All right. That's Captain Plog down in G-Town. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 32nd annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And the great news from the Star officials with their tournament this year, it's an inshore catch and release format, and what they're doing is preserving our precious resource after the February freeze event. But what they've done, they've stocked 180 tagged redfish in inshore waters up and down the Texas coast, and they did that just days before the tournament. That triples your chances of winning great prizes from Star. Go to their website, startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules, entry, and prize information. And more good news, their snapper division is back. Heaviest red snapper wins a Polaris Ranger Crew 570 EFI with a Big Tex trailer to pull it on. Sign up at startournament.org, 713-626-4222, and other great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Shiner Bock, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptic, and Coastline Trailers. StarTournament.org. Sign up today. Good morning. Yeah, welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 538 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head back down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, what is up?
What's up, Captain Mickey?
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I am not believing that I'm going to get one more time to run out there and hit some snapper real quick.
You're not landlocked today? You're going for it, huh?
I'm going for it. I am going to wait a little bit. I think we're going to try to leave it like 10 a.m., last out there for a good 6-7 hours, and then come back in.
Right.
Before it gets nasty.
Well, we shall see. Or you shall see. You shall, because you're going to be out there. We'll see how quick it turns around. It's everything's kind of west-northwest right now. And they're claiming it's going to go southerly, and tonight and tomorrow it's really going to pick up the winds, they're saying.
Yeah.
Kind of south-southwest tomorrow. Pretty good.
Well, I had my trip for today. I actually, you know, 2 days ago, it was looking like this thing was going to kind of land on Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
And so I called them up, and I said, hey, guys, look, Friday looks great. Saturday looks terrible. If you guys could come a little earlier, you know, we'll try to get out there. Well, anyway, yesterday it was such big waves and the wind was ripping pretty good. So we stayed inshore and ended up with like 13 or 14 trout and some redfish. And so we had a blast inshore, but I called them back last night and said, you're not going to believe this, but Saturday's looking good again. If y'all want to try to get out there. And so anyway, they're in for it, and we're gonna double attack them from inshore yesterday to offshore today. So,
boy, they'll have a lot of good quality meat to take home with them.
Yes, they will.
Inshore delights from yesterday, and then offshore delights from today.
Boy, that sounds good to me.
Some beautiful, beautiful snapper.
Thanks, Mickey. We've been having fun out there. That's for darn sure.
Ling.
Mm-hmm.
Good table fare.
Well, I'm loving it, man. I'm having fun, and I'm having fun with it, and just praying that this thing kind of blows through and I can get back out on the water, you know. We'll see how long this thing holds us out. I bet that the weather's not going to shape up for offshore until, man, late next week. Because
yeah,
it's
kind of looking iffy for early in the week, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. It's 16, 17, 18 mile an hour winds, which is, you know, 20.
Yeah, go ahead and, yeah. Sometimes you
round
have
it up.
To add the two together, and you get your end result.
Oh, man. Well, that stinks. So I bet I'll be inshore for the next few days. But, man, the fishing's great. It's just great right now.
Yeah, it is.
And the guys are doing awesome. They're catching trout, you know, pompano, redfish, big sharks last week we hit two tiger sharks right off the south jetties.
I saw that.
Yeah. Which is crazy. You know, I mean, there's just not a lot of those tigers running around out there. So that was really cool to see. And it was Shane hit one day, Lance hit one the next day. And man, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, that old low, you know, that storm, it's moving pretty fast right now, you know, digging in. But it's supposed to kind of slow up during the week as it goes over there. That's probably what's going to cause us to pull those southerly winds. And then, I don't know, there's some kind of front line supposed to be coming at us around Tuesday, which will cause the, you know, sucking that southerly flow towards that. So here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Summertime.
Rain chances kind of go up pretty good, you know, around Tuesday, too. So
we'll
see. It's been that kind of roller coaster ride all year long for us. What else you got? Bring
if it's not snowing, you know, it's hurricaning. If it's not hurricaning, it's hailing.
Good old Texas coastal living.
Oh, goodness, Mickey. Just well,
go when you can. Make the
most of it. That's it. Go when you can. Be ready to rock, man, and use these little weather windows when you can because there's not a bunch of them.
No.
Well, we're gonna make the best out of it today. I think we're gonna get out there and haul butt back in. And you know, it's a little eerie going out before a big storm like that. So,
how far are you having to go out, Michael?
You know, we can get them, you know, around the same areas that, you know, a lot of everybody fishes, whether it's Held Bank or the Buck Field, you know, 30-something miles.
Yeah.
I have been fishing the outskirts of, you know, just a lot of different little cutoffs and stuff to get my big snapper, and that's around 40, you know, in between 42 and even up to 50 miles to get those really
giant
ones. Yeah,
going on out past it towards A-68 and on out.
Yeah,
I used to love to hang out in those areas there. Caught a lot of good fish over the years out through there.
Man, there's some fun to be had. You know, it just, goodness.
Now, I haven't been out there in years. A lot of those rigs are gone, right? They're just cut off.
Yeah, no, they are. A lot of them are cutoffs now, and they still hold a lot of great fish. Just having, you know, whatever divot in the ocean floor from the removal of the rig, or you know, that's where I've been really getting a lot of these giant snapper is you know, 100 yards off these old structures, and
right,
you know, those big snapper will just kind of burrow right in the ocean floor there and kind of hang out in the mud. That's what Jeff Naylor, I was talking to him yesterday, and he was telling me, I was like, man, Jeff, I cannot believe how far away I've been hitting these big snapper off the actual main little, you know, wreck or rig or whatever.
Sure.
He was telling me, man, those big ones, they burrow in that mud and just kind of hang out. So these spots, I'll just hit the mark button. We'll drift. And when we pick up that big one, I'll hit that mark button and I'll create a nice little spot out of something that I thought was real small. And now I'm like, man, I've caught snapper all the way out to this point, so I'll just reset that drift and reset that drift and, you know, start on the upside of it, downside, left side, right side, and just figure out where those fish are. And man, it's been paying off. So
back when a lot of that structure was above ground, you know, it was visible, and we used to do the same thing. You know, we'd catch those fish way out off, you know, 100 yards off that rig. And
yeah,
a lot of times it'd be off kind of like the southwest leg of them. And you'd be getting ready to pull back around and set up again. And all of a sudden, somebody starts catching. You get a couple of big ones on and go, hey, man, they're out here. That's
how right, you look at this. Right.
And that's the way it works. Kind of like, you know, same on shrimp boats, too. You know, when that season starts in August. Boy, that's
fun.
Boy, that's fun.
I know that's right, man. I cannot wait for chasing some shrimp boats down.
Man, there was a shrimp boat in a Gulf one year. I don't remember what year it was. But, boy, we went out looking for it every day. And it was always, you know, way out towards 68 and 70 out in that area. And it was an old dungeon looking type boat, you know. It was just it was out of Florida. It was called Snafu.
And Snafu.
That had some of the biggest kings on it that year I'd seen in years. And I mean, once we found that, and you didn't know what you were gonna catch on it anywhere from huge ling, you know, everything was on it. And
Heck yeah.
Boy, and I mean some smokers we caught off the back of that boat.
Man, that's getting me excited thinking about it, Mickey.
I'm telling you, it was like that huge school of big kings stayed on that boat all year long. And if you found that boat, you were gonna find that, you know, school of huge kingfish. They just stayed.
And y'all just rolled up and did you troll it or did you just free line?
No, I'd pull right up to the back of it and turn her sideways and start putting baits in the water and you could drift for a quarter mile off that boat, and those fish would stay with you the whole way, just one smoker after another.
Man, isn't that quadruple hookups?
Real screaming. Wow. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
I got some good videos a couple of days of that. Of just, you didn't have enough bait to catch as many kings over there. You'd run completely out of cigar minnows. I mean, it just...
Wow. Man,
ribbon fish, whatever
days.
You put in the water, it was devoured. It was crazy. That boat was hot all summer long.
Oh, that is epic. That is so epic.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
I love it when you find that good little honey hole, man, and you can run
and
back.
It was one of those calm years where you just put it on the step and just go. You'd be out there in a flash.
Ooh, I love it, man.
Catch them till you're wore out. Everybody's too hot. It's time to go.
That's right. Takes longer to ride out there than to catch them.
I had a guy that year that led the star right till the bitter end with a 52 something with kingfish. And somebody at the last tournament of the weekend or the year was on that Labor Day weekend, and a guy out of Freeport caught a 53 something. It bumped him out. He got second, but he didn't win the big boat prize. I think they were giving away a 24 Laguna Sea Ray or something that year.
Wow. That's where you caught him off that shrimp boat, huh?
Yep, missed it by less than a pound. I know, that's the way it works.
That's a big old kingfish.
Yeah, that was a smoker. that was a good one. Hey, and he caught that one on a 7,000, the Garcia 7,000.
Wow. That's epic, man. You talk about peel and drag, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It was,
I bet you thought you hooked a big old spinner shark or something like that. Like, man, you know, that's not no kingfish. Just dumping line.
Thinking, man, maybe this is a who.
Yeah, right? Right? That's true. If you're far enough out, you're like, man, maybe we done hooked ourselves a wahoo out here.
But I'll never forget that black and white shrimp boat, Snafu. That was a good one. I think it was out of Fort Myers, Florida, or somewhere in Florida. That was... That's back in the 90s. That was a long time ago.
I'm fixing to be Googling the Snafu boat, see if I can relocate
but
that.
It was a hot one. I mean, you know how those fish will get on one boat and follow it around, you know?
Oh, yeah, they
will. Shrimping all day and then or all night and then tying up during the day.
Where
he was
yeah.
tied up, you were on. You were going to catch some, you know, every cast type 30 and 40 pound kings. It was good stuff.
Wow. And then sometimes he pulled up, there's daggum, just like you said, daggum ling on it.
Mahi,
you know,
ling.
You ever get blackfin on it?
A couple of times.
Yeah. Double blackfin on it. That's fun too, man.
I think when he was out around 872 or somewhere way, or 78, one of them way out, you'd get some blackfin tuna on it too.
Yeah, you get some blackfins on it. Ooh, come on
now.
Where's August at?
But I'll leave that up to you young guys now. Y'all can have it.
Oh, shoot, man.
I'll stay in here and catch trout and redfish.
Oh gosh, and unless we get a Freeman or something like that, which I'm gonna have to
there
sell a bunch
go.
More T-shirts for that.
Yeah, you're talking.
But or I'll win the lottery, and then you'll be my first call. I'll say, Mickey, I got ourselves a little Freeman. You know, it's nice and calm. Let's go get him.
Call me. I'll deckhand for you for one day.
Shoot, I love it, man. Well. We're going to get out
like
there.
Blue water is so beautiful out there. People
it's
don't
nice.
Realize how pretty our Gulf is, you know.
It is nice, man. And we've had some really, really nice blue water this year, you know. It's been a little bit further out than I like to see, you know, 40s,
right.
35, 40s. But and there's been a lot of weed patches pushing through this year, too. Nothing real, real consistent as far as giant patches. But if it's coming in sporadic this early, I think, man, July, August is going to be mahi heaven.
Yeah, I used to love it when you'd be out there in the middle of nowhere and you'd run up on a weed bed that just like carpet for miles, it looked like. It was huge, real wide. You can spend all day just trolling up and down there finding all those fish and those. You'll watch those big bull dolphin come out from under it, and big ling, and then you slow down and start pitching to them. That's good. It don't get any better than that.
Come on now. Come on.
That's good stuff. A lot of fun, buddy.
Oh, man.
Making memories.
Making memories, baby. That's right. Catching monsters, making memories. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, hey, good luck on your trip today. I hope you can get it in. Hope the weather stays stable enough for you to do it. It's who knows? You'll know when
you
get
sir.
There. You'll know when you get there.
All right, Nicky. Well, have a blessed one, brother.
All right. Well, hey, give them some info. Somebody wants to get with Outcast and come down and fish inshore or offshore and get some monster gear and all that. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our different trip packages and pricing right there online. And also our availability. We'd love to have you guys. And let's go catch something crazy and make some memories. And definitely, if you need yourself a new Lucky Fishing shirt or Lucky Fishing hat, hop on monstafishing.com, monstafishin.com. And check out the YouTube. We have an awesome series that we're doing, too. It's at Captain Sharky. And we're releasing those episodes 2 times a week. So, man, would love to share that journey with you guys. So.
All right, Michael. Hey, always a pleasure, man. Be safe and catch them up.
Let's do it, baby. All right. We're going to go hammer down. We'll see you, maybe.
All right. See you, man. Take care. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. It's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem coming up and all that good stuff. And you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.